Dr. Javier Duterte, clinic note on Haley, on Catherine Haley, K-A-T-H-O-Y-N, last name H-A-L-E-Y, birthday 9/23/52, office visit 1/11/23, patient presents with history of recurrent bronchitis, recurring every few weeks, several times the past year. Stacia is unable to afford to get Advair prescribed for her in the past. Presently sick for the past several days. Described slight shortness of breath. Nice history of smoking or asthma. Is home nebulizer that she uses with albuterol and also has Tussil and pearls. She's been given it in the past. Family social history, non-contributory, physical exam, general appearance, and we'll see mild distress, but also within normal limits, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Within normal limits, next up without masses, lungs with scattered bronchi and faint expires with wheezing without respiratory distress, abdomen soft without anemia or tenderness, back, no CVA tenderness, heart rather than without murmuring gallop, skin and extremities and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits, chest x-ray obtained because of history of recurrent bronchitis with chronic changes without events of acute infiltrates. Patient was given injections of Herceptin, dexamethasone, with prescriptions for alkylcycline, Medrol dose pack, and also put on Pneumocard ampules to use in nebulizer to take on a regular basis. We found diagnosis of recurrent bronchitis with asthmatic components, early COPD with PO2 decreased to 95, increased to 97 post-reading treatment in office. Patient advised to follow up as needed, advised to follow up with regular doctor for history of depression, anxiety, and hypertension on Abilify, Mebixafen, and Wellbutrin. Encouraged to take Pneumocard on a regular basis to try to prevent reoccurrence of bronchitis, given attempted to prescribe Symbicort initially because reportedly now generic but was not on formulary and was not able to fill prior Advair prescription because of cost. Pneumocort should be more affordable. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.